continue our crop over conversations. And you know, I speak to everyone. We're talking to the artists, the producers. And you know, sometimes when we see the success of the artists, you know, we celebrate the artists, we celebrate the producers, because they're the ones that are often up front. I recall 1 year, the person who penned a winning song, he was trying to get backstage, and the person said, "Well, use Just the Writer." I said, "Just the Writer." Well, I can't go into the details of what happened afterwards, but I thought that that was a real slap in the face. Well, fast forward to 2020 now, and we see the emergence of an amazing writing duo who have seen success after success. I want to find out what's really going on behind this here. Water Street Boys is the name of that dynamic duo, and I have one half. I don't know if he's Batman or Robin, or if they're both Batman. I don't know. I don't know. Shane Jones, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Cashy. Good morning to everybody in VOB country, all the beautiful people out there.
Man, you know, it's good to have you. Good to have you on the show. You know, I admire from a writer's standpoint, because I dabbled in writing, nothing on your level. I think the awards I got for my NIFCA writings were good, but there were no cash prizes associated with that there.
But, oh, that's nice, man.
Yeah. But tell me, what really spurred you to really get into the writing, and not just writing, but let's talk about the Pick the Crop entries. So you and Ian and mine should just get into that there.
Well, I always used to write, but I would write poetry. I was actually having some conversation with some friends from school from Combermere recently, and they were telling me Carlos Baffler in particular, who went to both primary and secondary school with me. And he was like, "You know, Shane, I had to tell you where this writing thing came from. I never knew you as a writer, and I've known you all my life and this and that. But I always wrote poetry, right? I always wrote poetry. But you know, Cashy, back in the day, when you're lame and your boys is a popular boy at school and stuff, like, you're really going to tell the men that you're writing the poetry book.
Yes.
This, that, nothing, and love poetry. You know, so that's something that you keep inside. And I'm kind of glad the way the arts have progressed, especially for young people, mm-hmm. and with social media now, people are a lot more understanding of art and art and artistic expression, especially by males. So we had that conversation. So as I said, I always would write poetry. I always loved reading, reading subjects, literature, and so I would always write poetry. Iweb went to Christchurch Boys with me. He's a few years older than I am, but we were both in the choir at Christchurch Boys. We were involved in music heavily. When Iweb returned to the competition after about a 10-year break or something, returned in 2012 and he came second. And then he, in 2013, he won. And I was a huge Calypso fan. I was one of the people that you would see me pimping about Conmere School during the summer when they're rehearsing for Pick the Crop finals, just watching everything, watching the band, trying to see if I could pick up on any lyrics changes or anything. So I always loved poetry, writing, and calypso. Always loved it. So I saw Iweb by chance after he won the crown in 2013 in Sheraton Mall. And you know, I held him up and stuff, you know, I remember each other from school. And I told him, you know something, I dabble in some writing. It's mostly poetry, but I love calypso, and I've written some calypsos. You want to listen to them, take a look at them? And he said, "No problem, sure. Shoot me an email and give me his email address." Now, you're talking to someone who just won the Calypso Crown of Barbados, has been influenced by some of the greats, has some of the greats in the corner. And, you know, I'm already thinking that he can pay me any money or whatever. So, I sent the emails and stuff I had, and he called pretty soon after and said, "Listen to me, big man, you're wasting your talent doing nothing with this. We're going to work on defending my crown next year." I was like, "What? Is that serious?" So then these songs that came from that, one of them was Still My Home, that did extremely well.
Yep.
And he defended the crown in 2014. And we decided that we had a good working chemistry. And the following year, we did Rise for Donello, who she came second in Pick the Crop. Mm-hmm. And our inclusive for Ibab, and he came second in Sweet Soccer. So from then on, we just decided, okay, this is something good that we have going, and we have tried to be as professional as possible, and it's been very, very good to us.
You know, you mentioned, you know, things are changing and, you know, society is more accepting of, you know, the expression from boys. And we see that, you know, it's changing to the point where, you know, people are not saying about jobs in the arts, you know, go and get a real job, because we realize that this is a multi-billion dollar industry across the world. So that being the case, do you see other people, young, because you're still a relatively young person, but are they coming and saying, you know, I see what you're doing here. This has influenced me. Do you see it turning where more of the young people are expressing themselves more?
For sure. The arts in Barbados is huge, man. And when you look at things like Gainon, that Simmons, DJ Simmons and his wife, you realize there is another part of Barbados, a young group in Barbados who are very artistically inclined and are very, very serious about what they do. I would more say that a lot of people may be discouraged because the financial backing is not there, but I think it's coming through. It's coming through, and if you look at last year's Pick of the Crop final, then you had so many young people in the final, and so many more young people getting involved in social commentary. I think it goes to show, especially with that $100,000 price tag, that people are saying, okay, there is a way that you're starting to make more money in the arts, and I want to get involved or curve my talents or change some of my artistic offerings to suit what is fruitful financially at the time. And that, I mean, you don't want to say that you're just doing your art for money, but if you want to make a living by it and continue to be encouraged and buoyed to do it, the industry must be funded. And I believe that the correct tools are being put in place for that to start to happen.
Now, you mentioned, I like the financial side of things, because one of the ways that writers will make money, in addition to the initial money you get for writing the song, will be through rights and royalties. Now, while you've had your success with Pick of the Crop, we know that those songs aren't the ones that are heavily rotated on radio or in parties or in such. So how viable is it for you as a writer? Because I know you are a reporter, a newsman, but I mean, in terms of, you know, focusing on this here to be a cash cow outside of competition, because there's no competition this year. How viable is it for you to say, I'm going to commit to writing and make this year a career?
You see, for me, it may be a little bit different, Cashy, to be very honest. I wouldn't want to use Water Street Boys as the yardstick, because we have, I mean, all right, I'm just going through this to illustrate. When we first started writing in 2014, Ian won the crown. 2015, Ian came second in Sweet Soca, Donald came second in Pick of the Crop. 2016, Ian came second in Pick of the Crop. 2017, Ian won Pick of the Crop. Sparkle Tino, Terry, we co-wrote that song, won Junior Monarch. 2018, Quan won Junior Monarch. 2019, Quan won Junior Monarch, and TC came second in Pick of the Crop. So you can see that we continue to get a lot of work because of how successful we have been in such a short time. So I'm saying, well, it may be viable for me at the moment. That is not the norm for everyone. That's what I'm saying. I don't really want to just say, oh yeah, man, for sure this thing can work. However, what I will say is that for well now, Water Street Boys have made a decision to be pretty professional about how we go about work. So we would set actually 2 or 3 days a week when we would meet and sit and work on material and hash out concepts, go through melodies. So we consider it almost like a job. So I'm in no way saying that other people are not doing that. What I'm saying is that it can be viable, but at the same time, I cannot pretend that
it's not
our situation is not the same as the same as everyone else's.
Okay, so quickly as we get ready to wrap things up, look into the future. Let's say in the next 30 seconds, how would you see the future for the Water Street Boys, and what are your plans now?
We're going to continue to push the envelope, Kashi. What I will tell you is that we've had ups and we've had downs because of pushing the envelope. We have a song that's called this year, Dear Lord. I know you didn't even heard about social commentary. We thought we'd have gotten a little more licks from the church. We didn't. We were a bit upset about that. But continue to push the envelope. Continue to try to see what we can do that's different. We're very proud of what we did with We Got This in terms of the regional, having 25 artists from 14 different territories. Mm. Those are the types of things we're going to continue doing. We know that it may make us fall flat on our face sometimes, but that's a risk that we're willing to take. We're going to continue to do all we can to continue to push the industry and continue to push the envelope as we know it.
Well, you know, I plan on having conversations with both you and Ian later in the season. I know Ian is going to be with me on Monday. But thanks for spending some time with me today. And all the best to you, your family. Everyone stay safe, and all best for the future.
Thanks, man. Same to you.
All right, that was Shane Jones, one half of Water Street Boys, spending some time with that Crop Over Convo. We'll have some more conversations coming your way.